Well, good morning. My name is Mike Sutton, and I have the privilege and the pleasure of serving as the CEO for Habitat for Humanity in Pinellas County. I'd like to thank all of you for being with us this morning as we celebrate the completion of the Curry family home. 33 years ago, 10 individuals gathered at the Trinity Church of Christ for the very first meeting of the Habitat Board of Directors. At that meeting, the very first Habitat family, Miss Jane Dunaway, and her two sons were approved to be the first partner family in the Habitat for Humanity program. At that time, we were called Pinellas Habitat for Humanity, an organization whose mission was God's people building together. Today, our mission remains the same, but through the dedication and focus of hundreds of individuals who have served on the Habitat Board of Directors over those 33 years, we are here today to celebrate our 500th home. To open our celebration with a word of prayer, please welcome Pastor Edward Nesbitt from the St. Jude Great Commission Church right here in Midtown.
Thank you, Mike. Just a little history. As a young boy, I lived right across the street right there. Up until about third grade, went to 16th Street Junior High School, elementary and junior high at the time. That's just for some of you that don't know. Yeah, Fairfield went straight across, just on the other side of the fence, and we lived in the second house right there. Amen. 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 I should have bargained with Mike for a little more, being that we got such a crowd. This is a great crowd to preach to. I got time. Let us look to the Lord. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, as we come now before your throne of grace and mercy, Father God, we come acknowledging you as the one and only true living God, the creator and maker of all things. All things were made by you and for you, and you are in control of all creation. Father God, you are a great God, awesome in all your ways, and we want to give you thanks. We thank you, Father, for Jesus. We thank you for Mike Sutton. We thank you for Habitat Humanity. We thank you for their cause and the purpose of which they have brought forth in this community. And we pray now that you will bless this occasion, bless this family as they make this house a home. We pray, Father God, that you will just cover this whole event under your loving care, and let love be spread from this house out into this community. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
All right, so since there's so many folks here today, we invite you to be social with us. Please take lots of photos, post them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Use the hashtag HabitatPinellas500. And please share with the community the great work that Habitat is doing here in our community. It's an exciting time for Habitat. In 2017, we completed 60 new homes in our county. And we also served an additional 20 families through our home repair program right here in South St. Petersburg. This year in 2018? This year in 2018, we will actually partner with more than 100 families to build and repair homes throughout Pinellas County. But we cannot do that work without the amazing partners that invest in Habitat for Humanity. Each home that is constructed or repaired by Habitat is done with love and support of so many businesses, individuals, and municipalities. And a lot of you are here today. For the sake of not forgetting anyone or not introducing anyone, I thought I would just stick to introducing elected officials today. So, we have a long list, so get ready. We're going to hear from him in a minute, but U.S. Congressman Charlie Crist is with us. Thank you, sir. We have a number of our Florida representatives, Mr. Larry Ahern, Chris Lotvala, Wengay Newton, and Kathleen Peters with us today. We have Pinellas County Commission Chairman, Mr. Ken Welch. Thank you, Ken. We also have commissioners from the county, Dave Eggers, Pat Gerard, and Charlie Justice. If anyone has an issue with their tax bill, Mr. Mike Twitty, Pinellas County Tax Appraiser, is here. Where'd Mike go? Oh, there he is over there. Mr. Rick Kreisman, St. Petersburg Mayor, thank you so much for having us in your city. We have St. Petersburg Council Chairman Lisa Wheeler Bowman with us. We also have St. Petersburg Council members Ed Montaneri, Amy Foster, and Gina Driscoll with us. All the way from the city of Clearwater, we have Bob Cundiff and Dave Albritton with us. Thank you all so much for being here. And we also have City of Largo Commissioner Samantha Fenger with us. Somebody's blocking somewhere. Also want to take a moment and introduce our board of directors. We have almost everyone here. We could actually have a meeting. We have almost our entire board here, but I also want to recognize we have a bunch of former board members. We have a number of our advisory board members and some of our emeritus trustee members that are with us. So if you're a Habitat board member or former board member, advisory board member, or emeritus trustee, please raise your hand so we can recognize all of you. As CEO of Habitat, I have the privilege of working alongside some pretty amazing folks. And you can see them scattered throughout in the blue t-shirts with the big 500 numbers on the back. These individuals call Habitat their work home. We have nearly 60 employees that are carrying out the Habitat mission on a daily basis. And I just want to ask all of you to join me in recognizing them for the work that they do in our community. So at this time, we'd like to introduce to you our 500th homeowner. Miss LaQuinda Curry is a single mother raising two young sons, Samuel and Samaj. In addition to being a mother and a medical biller and assistant at her current job for more than 12 years, sorry, I stand corrected, 14 years. The bio I had must have been older. She's also coping with sickle cell disease. LaQuinda's sons keep her strong, and they are the reason for her life. Her oldest, Sam Jr., is an eighth grader.
Ninth grader.
Where's Sandra? This bio. Who loves football, basketball, and track. And Samaj is in fourth grade?
Yeah.
Fourth grade? Their current housing situation is substandard. The roof recently collapsed, and they are forced to live with water damage and mold issues. They do not feel safe in their current neighborhood and have already had their car broken into twice since January. When the Currys found out they were accepted into the Habitat program, LaQuinda said, "I was so happy. I was proud that I could finally move my boys into a safe home." LaQuinda has completed more than 365 sweat equity hours. She has also completed more than 20 home buyer education classes and will now be purchasing this beautiful home from Habitat with an affordable zero interest mortgage. Please welcome LaQuinda, Samuel, and Samaj. That was when you were supposed to walk up, but that's okay. To welcome the Curry family to their new home, please join me in welcoming United States Congressman Mr. Charlie Crist.
Good morning. Mike, thank you. What a wonderful day. The 500th home, that's pretty amazing. Let's give Habitat a round of applause for that great accomplishment. Mayor, Chairman, so many friends, elected officials, council members, brothers, it's exciting to be here. What a significant tribute to our community. Hey, it's not Habitat of St. Petersburg, it's Habitat of Pinellas County. This is the kind of love that our county shows other people. And I wanted to give a special recognition this morning by presenting to this lovely family a flag that has been flown over the Capitol of the United States. This is for you. I wish it were as pleasant up there as it is here today. I wear this wristband every day, and it says, practice the golden rule every day. Do unto others. That's exactly what we're all doing here today, what we would do unto others. And so without more, it's my great honor to introduce the greatest mayor in America, Mayor Rick Kreisman. No pressure, Mayor.
Quite a welcome. Thank you, Congressman. Before I make a couple comments, I do want to recognize two members of my team who work hard every day to help people find home ownership, and that is my Neighborhood Affairs Administrator, Rob Gerdes, and my Director of Veterans and Homelessness Services, Teresa Jones. Thank you all for what you do every day. I stand up here today truly honored to be here to celebrate this milestone of 500 homes. I know my council members who were introduced earlier share with me the pride in being here today and knowing that we could play just a small part in what Habitat has been able to accomplish over the years and continues to do to change lives. When you think about it, 500 people, their lives have been changed forever. They now have hope. They now have a place where they can make memories that will last them and their children a lifetime. I mean, and that's significant. You know, in St. Petersburg, we have a vision statement that says we want to be a city of opportunity where the sun shines on all who come to live, work, and play. And having great partners like Habitat for Humanity, like Pinellas County, that's what helps us achieve that vision of truly creating opportunity for all who want to live, work, and play here in St. Petersburg. So on behalf of the more than 260,000 residents of this great city, I just want to say thank you to Habitat for truly helping to make the sun shine brightly on us here every day in St. Petersburg. And congratulations to the Curry family on your new home. May you make tons of memories, and we're thrilled to have you as residents in St. Petersburg. Congratulations.
Charlie didn't stick to the script either. I was supposed to introduce the mayor. That's okay. That's okay. We'll forgive him. I do want to take a moment and recognize someone who's with us here today. I had the privilege of taking this position almost 5 years ago, and we were, my very first day on staff, we were dedicating the 270th home that we had built in the community. But a person who was responsible for a lot of those homes prior to me was my predecessor, Ms. Barbara Edman, who is now the CEO of Habitat Florida. Thank you for being here, Barbara. All right, a standard at each one of the 500 Habitat dedications that we've conducted has been the presentation of the Bible. Here to present a Bible that's been signed by a lot of the folks that are here today is the current chairman of our board, Mr. Matt Fry.
Apparently I'm the short one. So on behalf of the board and everyone else, I just want to say thank you so much. I look around this and I see so many familiar faces and people that made this possible. And it's just overwhelming to be standing here to welcome you to your new home. Hopefully this Bible can lead you with faith and every day of your lives. And congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt. As I mentioned earlier, we have an amazing team of staff members here at Habitat. There is a gentleman who has been a volunteer with Habitat since house number one, and he's been on our staff for more than 20 years. In celebration of our 500th home today, we've asked Mr. Dave Morris to present the hammer to the Curry family. The hammer, which has been sponsored by Tibbetts Lumber, represents the hundreds of volunteers who have helped build this home. But today, it also symbolizes the thousands of volunteers
who have helped build over 500 homes in our community.
Actually, Mike, a little hard act to follow here. They say it's a custom of Habitat to present the owner with a hammer. Why? What is a hammer? What is it for? Looks to me like this hammer is designed and built to drive a nail. Without the hammer, there would be no nails driven. There would be no walls built. There'd be no house finished. But we had the hammer. And the nails were driven. And the walls were built and the house is complete. I've seen nails driven with 3 or 4 licks of a hammer. I've seen nails driven with 116 licks with a hammer. And a lot of nails, a lot of different licks in between. But regardless of how many licks, the nail is doing what it should do, and that is hold two pieces of material together. So with that makes it quite an essential tool in the construction of a house. And I present you with this hammer that it will be available for any project or repair that requires the use of a hammer. Habitat, in conjunction with a number of sweat equity hours and the number of volunteers who have donated their hours and energy and sweat to complete this house, you know who you are. And Habitat thanks each of you for your service. But there's one more main job to be done here. And that is you and your boys make this house a home. Congratulations, and God bless you.
Boys, love your mother.
I thought Pastor Dave here was going to get going. Dave, thank you for everything that you do. All right, so we also have a number of other gifts that we'd like to mention that have been provided to the Curry family. Anona United Methodist Church up in Largo has provided a basket of cleaning supplies that are inside the house. McCabe Coolidge, who's a local potter, has donated handmade ceramic bowls for you. HSN has given you the welcome mat that has been placed at your front door. Bug Patrol Pest Services of Tampa Bay is providing you with your first general pest control service at no charge. The Largo Cracker Quilters have made placemats for you. GFWC of St. Petersburg Women's Club has provided books and a few other surprises for the kids inside. And the Habitat Restore has provided a $250 gift certificate to use in the stores. Habitat thanks these partners for their continued support. I also have a letter that's been sent by Senator Bill Nelson, who is obviously up in D.C. this week we won't even talk about all that. But he sent this letter down to welcome you to your new home. And so we framed it, and we'll leave it here for you. All right. So if you look in your program, you can see we had this really cool thing planned for the key presentation. So we had originally had our very first homeowner, Jane Dunaway, who was going to join us today. as well as our 100th, 200th, 300th, and our 400th homeowner. Unfortunately, Jane suffered a heart attack last week and is in the hospital. She's okay. She's okay. She called me over the weekend and thanked me for the massive bouquet of flowers that we sent her. Altamise Rowe, who is our 100th homeowner, actually got called in to work, but she's been in her home for 16 years over in Bartlett Park and has now become a nurse at John Hopkins. So we're so excited for the success in her life. We do have the 200th Habitat homeowner with us today, Tina Dawson. Where's Tina at? Tina, come on up. We have the 300th Habitat homeowner, Tamara, now Bland, with us. And I'm gonna give the program over to Tamara at this point, and she's gonna she has no problem talking in front of the group. So she decided to speak on behalf of our homeowners today.
Good morning. Let me position my heels in this grass. Congratulations to LaQuinda. I know the family from our older family. So she didn't remember me, but when I seen her, I was like, I know you. And she was like, how? And I explained it, and congratulations. I'm the 300th homeowner. I've been in my home for 4 years. Me and my sister live next door to each other. It's been a blessing. And we just want to present LaQuinda with her key, her boys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you want to say something, Tina?
I'm Tina Dawson, and I'm the 200th homeowner. And congratulations to LaQuinda.
Thank you, ladies. We've been irrigating the grass back here. All right, LaQuinda, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. She is a local TV star now. She was out here with Fox 13 all day last Monday. She did a bunch of interviews, and now she's like a pro, so.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for coming. I just want to start by saying thank you to Habitat for allowing me to volunteer to be a part of you guys' program, for giving me and my kids such a beautiful home, and for one thing, for giving us just a chance just to be able to have our own home. It has not always been easy for us, but hopefully it gets easier because we have our own home now. And I just want to tell my boys, I love you guys so much, and all of this would not be possible without you two, because I try and strive to do everything for you guys. So this home is a blessing, and I want you guys to treat it as such. I want you guys to continue to do what it is that I just taught y'all, to finish school and to do all the right things in life and not to be with the wrong crowd. I just want to tell my job, first of all, for thank you for allowing me to take time off when I needed to be able to make this accomplishment happen for me and my kids. And I want to tell them thank you for employing me this long without firing me, because I do be off for weeks at a time when I'm sick. And I just want to tell my mom thank you for putting up with us since February. Thanks for having my back. Thanks for dropping the boys off, picking them up when needed. Thanks for just being a great mom. I want to tell my dad thanks for having my back as well. Thanks for being there for me. Just thank you for being the man that you are today to show my boys what a man is supposed to be like. I just want to tell everyone. I'm going to try not to cry. But I can't tell you how many times I came over here and stalked this lot way before they even put the house here. I was here just sitting every day praying and just asking God to just take me and my kids out of our situation, and he has delivered. So I just want to just tell the city of St. Petersburg, thank you for everything.
Thank you, Habitat, for everything. Thank you, God, for showing up. And just thank you. Just thank you, Jesus, for my blessing.
Thank you.
All right. So a couple of housekeeping notes as we wrap up and before we do the most important part here. Number one, make sure you thank Kawa Coffee as you leave and grab some coffee as you leave. We thank them for their partnership and being out here early this morning. We also want to thank John Hopkins Middle School because without them, we have no idea where everyone would have parked. And so thank you all so much for being here. I know that the group of students that was out here this morning really appreciated being out of school this morning as well. So we thank you for your partnership. So at this time, what I'd like to do is I'd like to introduce Reverend Lewis Murphy from Mount Zion around the corner. And they've been an amazing partner of Habitat's over the years. They're now our neighbor with our new St. Pete office that we just recently opened. And what we'd like to do is we'd like to invite all of you, and this is going to take a minute, but we'd like to invite all of you to come up and find a place on the home to place your hand. And if there's not a place to place your hand, just touch someone that is touching the home. And we're going to say a blessing over this house. And then somehow we're going to invite all of you to come on in and check it out. So come on up and find a place to place your hand, please.
Let us pray. For thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and the earth is thine, O Lord. And Lord, you have blessed us. Everything that we have come from your hands. And we thank you for that. And Father God, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have given unto us. Father, we thank you for the wonderful people, the kind hearts that have shown their love, their generosity, their kindness, their willingness to give of themselves to help others. Father, we thank you for all that have had a hand in making this day possible. Bless those organizations and individuals who give selflessly, O God, and continue to just try to make this world a better place. This is what America is about, God. It's about love, loving people, loving and trying to help everyone have a better life. And Father God, we now come to dedicate this house back to you. God, we consecrate it, we anoint it, we bless it, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bless the foundation, the walls, the rooftop, the appliances, the windows, the doors. We pray that you would put a shield of protection around it, that no weapon formed against it shall prosper. We pray for the Curry family, dear Lord, that God, as they enjoy their new home, God, that your name would be edified and glorified and magnified, that in this house, your word would be taught to these two young men, that they would grow up and be godly men, that they will grow up and give back to society. So, Father, now we just thank you, God, that truly with you in the center of this family and this house, it will be a home. So we bless you, we praise you, we edify you, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we dedicate this home to you. And we know that it's when it's in your hands, no weapon formed against it shall prosper. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.